We felt alone for a lot of it. And it wasn't till Give Sync Go, the support that has come just from the fundraising alone, the comments and the prayers, and I mean, I cannot tell you what it's meant to our family.
One, two. Welcome to the Give, Send, Go Shine Brightly podcast, wherever you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in. I know people watch these things at midnight. They watch them in the morning. They watch them in the afternoon. So just want to say thank you for hopping on and taking a chance to join us today. I have a special guest, super excited to talk about their campaign and just what's happening in life. So we'll get right into meeting Lauren. I always love to hear from people how they came to know of Give, Send, Go. We do levels of marketing ourselves. You know, we try to get the word out about our platform. But I'm always interested whether if it was a friend that referred it or whether you did your own Google search or something, or what was it? How did you hear of Give, Send, Go as a fundraising platform?
Yeah. So as you know, part of the campaign is based around my husband's involvement in January 6th. And there happens to be support groups for those things. There's actually many support groups that have been super helpful. Within the support groups, there was conversations of people having had used other platforms and not really receiving the support or liking the way that that kind of funding went. And Give, Send, Go was brought up with people having success stories, loving the platform. And it was sort of, hey, if this is something you're interested in, you should go that route. And that's how we heard about it.
Awesome. And I'm hoping that you've had decent success so far, customer support, whatever functionality, it's been worked well for you.
Yes, it has been very smooth. I like the way the platform's set up. Everything about it has been great.
Awesome. Well, that's super cool to hear. I always ask this question because it's one of the things that we do that really sets us apart from really probably any other platform out there is our prayer team. Just curious, did you get a phone call from somebody on our team?
I did get a phone call. I was actually in a meeting at the time, but she left a message, a great message, very supportive. It actually made me cry because I was driving home stressing about the money and stressing about the situation. And I just played it through the Bluetooth of the car, and it was awesome. So yeah, we did get that.
Awesome. You know, the whole idea with Give, Send, Go was money's important. Like we raise money to help meet people's material needs, the things that money, you know, pays for, but it's not the only thing in this life that we can give. Like we can give words of encouragement. We can give hope in the things that we say. And it's such a missing element or undervalued element in society. We forget that our words are powerful and they can actually bring life to situations. And we said, so how can we make a platform that isn't just about money, but also meets some of those other needs? And it was like, well, you know what? We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in a God that loves us and gives hope in difficult moments in life. Why don't we just call and pray with people? Call and talk and pray with them. And out of that, our prayer team was born. And we love hearing the stories from people about the encouragement that it was. And even the Pray Now button on the campaign page a feature of getting messages from people that don't necessarily have money to give in any moment. I hope that that's been an encouragement to you as well, that people have been able to leave some messages.
Yeah, people have used the prayer button, have sent prayers. Those have been great. And, you know, there are people on there, like you said, money is great, right? It solves some things, but it's not everything. Some people on there have donated $5, but the message that they send with the prayers and the words that they use is just as rewarding and supportive for us.
Right. I pulled up your campaign and I actually want to to want to mention it to everybody so that people have the campaign link that they can go to. And the Give, Send, Go, you guys all know that part, givesendgo.com/ this is GBA9Q is the URL for this campaign in particular. So it's givesendgo.com/ GBA9Q. And you can hop on, those of you that are at a computer, you can hop on and take a look at that. You can actually read the story directly there from the campaign that you created, right, Lauren? This was a campaign that you created to raise money for your family and your family's needs in this situation. So tell me a little bit about your family and your family dynamic.
Yeah, so my family consists of Jeremy, who Jeremy and I have been together for about 9 years now. We grew up together and then got together about 9 years ago. And we have two wonderful kids. My daughter is 2 years old. She'll be three in February. She is diagnosed moderate autism. She's like the light of our life. She's so happy all the time. And then my son just turned six actually this week. Oh, wow. And he's so smart. He knows and soaks up everything. So yeah, that's our family. I think we have two dogs and we have a cat. We have some chickens.
Awesome.
Some things in life you just can't control, like when a loved one passes or a natural disaster strikes, but you can control which crowdfunding platform you'll use when the time comes. GiveSendGo is trusted in over 80 countries worldwide for its simple, reliable crowdfunding platform. As the leader in freedom fundraising, GiveSendGo guarantees people's voices are heard and valued. Whether you're in a hopeless situation, see a friend in need, or pursuing a lifelong dream, GiveSendGo's got your back so you can confidently raise money for who and what you love. Go to www.givesendgo.com to start fundraising today.
Very cool. So you came, you were looking for support. Your husband, as mentioned in the Give, Send, Go campaign, was involved in January 6th in that he was somewhere in the whereabouts. I don't know. I haven't read any of the, like, his story in particular. And you set up this campaign because obviously when somebody's involved in whatever type of legal action, it creates a hardship. And whether warranted or not, and those hardships occur. And, you know, the fundamental piece is that people have been, what's pretty amazing to see is that you have been able to raise a decent little amount of money. I hope it's been helpful to you guys, from people from all over. It looks like hundreds of people have just come together. It's the power of crowdfunding. Communities just saying, hey, you know, we'll stand with you in the midst of the trial and help bring along whatever resources we can. And so I hope that that's been a benefit to you guys. And I think it leads the conversation. And I know that there's some trepidation around, and obviously you can say what you completely say or not say, whatever you want to say. I'm not leading the conversation outside of just asking some questions. And I know that there are legal ramifications to all sorts of things. So there are some things even I, around certain situations, I can't say, because there's the pending litigation around whatever. So we completely get it. But it came out recently in a story that the judge that was involved in your husband's case issued an order to him saying, hey, we're freezing or telling you that you can't have access to those funds. I thought it was a very interesting move by a judge to make. Where did you first hear that? When was it that you first heard that? Was that something like you got a call from your lawyer or you heard about it through social media? How did it come out to you guys that that was what the judge was saying?
We heard about it during trial. It was the last day of trial. It was the verdict reading. He went over the verdicts, and the funding had come up, and he ordered to not spend any of the money.
Really fascinating. And so you guys are represented by an attorney right now, I imagine. Okay. And his, what's your attorney's position or thoughts in this process on that?
So I guess I should be clear. He has an attorney. I, you know, of course, am separate from the legal issues,
correct.
But his lawyer filed a motion, you know, just kind of explaining this was a fund that she set up, for her kids, for her family, for the support system. This isn't something that he raised on his behalf. And, you know, just kind of asked for it to be lifted. We have yet to hear a verdict on that.
Okay, so that hasn't been heard yet. You don't know the outcome of what that.
Yeah.
That, okay. Yeah, well, it's very interesting. You know, I know at Give, Send, Go, we fundamentally believe that people are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law with evidence from defense and prosecutors and that the paths are laid out. And prejudging situations based upon public opinion or public narrative that are spread through media sources are very dangerous. And unfortunately, we've become a society that polarizes around whatever media source that you get your information from. But one of the tenets for Give, Send, Go has been, and this is where we've had some prominence in, is that we believe that people are innocent until proven guilty, that their rights shouldn't be stripped of them prior to full due process, which is guaranteed to Americans in our Constitution. And we live in a really weird moment in society, and even in some situations in the courts, where they seem to want to undermine those foundational principles to the American judicial system and the freedoms that are expressed in our Constitution for people to have that presumption of innocence. And even raising funds, if it were for legal fees, because some people do raise funds for legal fees. Some people like you, like yourself, you raise funds completely on your own. As a family to help provide for your family situation, like just a completely separate thing. But it's always interesting to see the winds that are happening in society and the political pull and keep our eyes open to the realities of where things are moving so that we can actually take a stand if they move too far in a certain direction. And I think Give, Send, Go is part of our success as a platform is that we've brought some centrist element back into the fundraising space of not leaning too far to one side or the other. We've just kind of stayed in the middle. Well, this is what American values are, and these are what American principles are. And I get it. You might not like that somebody in a situation has access to fundraising. It's what's afforded in a free democratic society. And these are ideals that we need to uphold for everybody. So, you know, not just for a political group in power at any given moment. So you've got a couple kids, you've got the holidays in full swing coming up, and your husband, is he currently incarcerated?
No, he's at home. We're looking at sentencing sometime in February, I think, February or March.
All right, so you've got a couple months over the winter to be together before that comes down and you find out.
Yeah, we've been trying to make this a special Christmas for the kids, just because, you know, it probably will be the last one for a while.
Well, again, I want to point people back to your crowdfunding page so that they can read about your story directly there, givesendgo.com/GBA9Q. givesendgo.com, GBA9Q, and they can take a look. I mean, I'm seeing right now over 500 prayer messages have been sent. That's pretty amazing. Over 700 donations.
And I mean, I will say throughout this 2 or 3 years that it's been, I mean, we felt alone for a lot of it. You know, there wasn't a lot of support. And like you said, if you're out there watching the mainstream media, you feel even more alone. And it wasn't till we started to get into Give Send Go and the support groups, the support that has come just from the fundraising alone, the comments and the prayers, and I cannot tell you what it's meant to our family. So thank you for that.
Every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming, but with GiveSendGo, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
Here's a story, and I don't know that I'd take the full time to share the whole story, but it was a moment in GiveSendGo's history where the censorship of the mainstream platforms in shutting down voices that they didn't like, people that they didn't like because they had some perceived history, like those people censoring don't have their own history of bad behavior or whatever behavior. Like, humanity is broken. This is the whole fundamental ethic of Christianity. It's like, no, we're all broken and we need a savior. That's why there's Jesus. This place of, well, I'm going to censor you because I don't like you, or you have a history that I don't like. It's like, well, have you looked at yourself recently? Because if I took 5 seconds to look into your life behind closed doors when you're at home with your children or spouse or whatever your situation is, I could probably find a million immoral realities surrounding your life, because it's the reality of human nature is that we're flawed beings. And we run to these judgments, and social media platforms have done it tremendously over the past couple of years in censoring people. And there was a story, this is what happens, and this goes to what you were saying, what happens in censoring people is that you remove community from them. You isolate them, and it pushes them into a place of loneliness and hopelessness. And the end result of that is death. And what we saw on our platform was a similar situation, or a situation where someone had been deplatformed everywhere. He didn't know about Give, Send, Go. And he only found out about Give, Send, Go a couple days before his hearing came down, and he had set up a campaign, but because he didn't have the community of a platform that was willing to allow him a right to a voice and community, he ended up putting a gun in his mouth and he killed himself. It was horrific. And we learned of the story. It was a big national story. He had just set up the Give, Send, Go, but it didn't, literally had been less than a day. And it resonated with us, the reality of what happens when you isolate people and you rob them of community. And we said, as a platform, sorry, we're not going to participate in that. People need community. People need relationships. It was become even more evident with COVID. It's why we actually even brought the prayer team in COVID, because people were driven into isolation. It's like, how can we reach out even more to people and share hope with them and just give them a sense of value and belonging and help carry them through the real difficulties that do happen in life? So that's who we are. That's where we're standing. But I'm so thankful to hear that the platform has been an encouragement to you, an encouragement to your family, that it's helped you weather the storms of life that we go through. I would kind of to wrap this up, are there any are there any last things that you would like to say to the people that have tuned in and are watching this, or maybe a website to direct them to follow your journey or whatever? Is there anything that you would like to kind of wrap this up with?
So I currently, I try to stay off of social media. We're kind of a quiet family. So there's not really anywhere to follow the story, but I do try to stay active. On GiveSendGo, I mean, every single person that comments, I have tried to comment on every single person, just because it does mean so much. The words of encouragement and the donation, I mean, I cannot, again, express how much it has helped us, you know, pulled us out of a dark place. And so I'm very grateful for the platform and for everyone who has donated and said kind words to us. I'm sure our story will be on some platform at some point.
Right. Well, again, it's givesendgo.com/GBA9Q. givesendgo.com/GBA9Q. And I will say, I actually, in scrolling through the campaign, I loved the fact that you did respond to people's comments and donations. It's amazing. It's a feature that we have on the site, and we have to do a better job in making people aware of all the features that we have. Mm-hmm. As I think many people don't realize that they can respond to comments that people leave with their donation. Mm-hmm. But it just, one, it says something tremendous about you, about your heart and gratitude. And I actually read a study just a week ago right before Thanksgiving to our team about, it was actually in the British Journal of Medicine, I believe, it was a psychological study on gratitude as the foundation, the parent of all other virtues. And that in studying gratitude in this study that they did on people, they found that people that lived with gratitude had significantly lower levels of mental health issues and mental health problems. Mm-hmm. Gratitude is a foundation for living well. It's where an ancient Roman philosopher, Cicero, said, gratitude is the virtue from which all other virtues rise. And to see that in coming to your campaign page and seeing those responses, I know that you have much in front of you, because you're moving from a place of gratefulness. And mm-hmm. there's so much value in that. So continue to keep up the good work. Continue to stay in the fight. Continue to be encouraged. There are people in your community that are out there supporting you. And thank you so much for using GiveSendGo. And thank you for taking your time today to talk with me.
Of course. Thank you for sharing our story.
Definitely.